This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Brian Jennings, National Vice President of Talk Radio for Citadel Broadcasting. He's also the author of the new book, Censorship, The Threat to Silence Talk Radio. The book focuses on the so-called Fairness Doctrine, which was in effect until the 1980s, and many on the Democratic side of the aisle want to bring it back, which could, in effect, kill talk radio, and especially conservative talk radio. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Obviously, we on this program and throughout talk radio have been talking about this a lot. The Obama administration has said in passing that they don't think that they want to bring back the Fairness Doctrine at this point. Others say there's other tools for accomplishing the same goal. What do you see in terms of momentum in this direction from the Democratic perspective, either in the White House or on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think the Democrats have switched gears, and they are going through the back door to the FCC to try to accomplish the same thing. They came to the realization that if they tried to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine, it would be found probably unconstitutional. They knew this. It was a trial balloon. But these Democrats have been trying to crack down on talk radio, and particularly conservative talk radio, for the past 20 years, ever since President Reagan got rid of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987. There have been numerous attempts. Many of them have called outright for a return to the Fairness Doctrine. But what they're doing right now is going through the back door with measures that could spell the end of talk radio as we know it.
And one of those issues is known as localism. Explain what that is for our listeners and how the administration might attempt to implement such a thing.
Localism is a concept. It's a very loose concept in the FCC language. What that would do is require stations to perform a certain amount of their programming locally. And if a station, for instance, in a market could not afford to do that, or they couldn't find the talent to do that, they would have to switch off the transmitter because they couldn't find talent or afford the money to do that. And it would what it would do is supplant nationally syndicated talk show hosts who are basically free to and serve that programming role. So that's one form of censorship that localism could do. The other thing that they're talking about very seriously is establishing programming advisory boards radio stations around the nation. And these programming advisory boards would have clout over a station's programming and the ability to report back to the FCC. This is nothing. At the least, it would instill fear in speech, and at the worst, it would turn into a censorship board. And just again, government has no right to deal in content over the American airwaves.
How do they argue against the contention, as you just made, that this is simply a free speech issue and that stations should be able to broadcast what they want and those on the air should be able to broadcast what they want, assuming it's within the bounds of decency?
Well, absolutely. This is an argument that is as much about a listener's right to hear what they want to hear and when they want to hear it as it is about your right to speak freely. It's about the free marketplace determining what speech they want. And that's the way America has always worked. That's the way America should work. Yet there are far-left Democrats who absolutely think that conservative talk radio is too powerful, that we should have regulated balance on our airwaves to present their viewpoint. Now, their viewpoint is heard everywhere else. That's the whole hypocrisy in this argument.
Are they perhaps upset that liberal talk radio just hasn't caught on, or are they just frustrated by the impact that sometimes conservative talk radio can have? And the first thing that jumps to mind is the immigration debate and how that bill got shot down a couple years ago.
Well, absolutely, both counts. Liberal talk radio has never worked in America. There are pockets of success here and there, but widespread success, it's very, very sparse. One reason is because they have stations already. They have NPR and they have other media. And liberal listeners don't need a liberal station. They have so much other media. And yes, conservative talk radio, because it is the minority here and because it's the only avenue for conservatives nationwide, is a powerful tool for conservatives. But it's the only tool conservatives have besides Fox News.
And the misnomer here, as far as I've heard it from your side of this debate, is that while those opposed to the success of conservatism in terms of talk radio, when they say they want equal time or a fairness doctrine, the effect of actually implementing such a thing would not be to bring in all views. It would pretty much be silencing everything on talk radio, correct?
Well, it would, absolutely. They have to be careful for what they ask because it would come back and bite them. We could petition for equal status on their stations and their media as well. The whole thing is really ridiculous to be talking about speech regulation in America. But this, the far left is so angry and so bitter over conservative values. I had to ask myself, why are they saying these things? Bill Clinton on down, Nancy Pelosi, they've all come out for a fairness doctrine. Why are they doing that? The only thing that I can logically come up with is that they want to destroy conservative values in America, and they can do that by muzzling conservative talk in America.
We're talking with Brian Jennings. The book is Censorship. We've got about a minute left here. Brian, what else will folks discover and learn when they read your book?
Well, they'll discover that there are many assaults on conservative talk posts around the nation other than just the Fairness Doctrine. The book is full of examples of that going on at all times, shocking examples. The other thing in this book is the wave of hate speech legislation that is coming in America. We have to be careful because many nations already are heading that direction, and there is great progress in this country, America, toward that end as well. And we just have to speak up. And censorship, the threat to silence talk radio is a microcosm of that whole thing. We have to be careful of what we have in America. If we lose any free speech rights, no other rights matter to us at all.
In terms of the timetable on this, we see the Obama administration moving forward on a million things at the same time here. How quickly could we see a major decision on something like this?
Well, it's a gray area right now. They need a full FCC commissioner board. They will get their 3-2 Democrat majority of the board coming up shortly in June, we're told, and then I would expect them to look at the public interest obligations, as they call them, broadcasters. I'm guessing sometime this summer.
Brian, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
Brian Jennings, National Vice President of Talk Programming for Citadel Broadcasting. The book is Censorship, the Threat to Silence Talk Radio. This is Dateline Washington.